Well, it's a Monday morning. That means it's time for your Linden Hometown News. Linden Hometown News is brought to you by Rustler's Front Street Grill. Now with a fresh new look, come see the new transformation and enjoy all your favorite dishes. Rustler's Front Street Grill in downtown Linden. Always a fun spot. Joining us now, of course, is our Linden expert, Bo Wild. How are you doing up there this morning, Bo?
Good morning, Adam. I don't know if I categorize myself as the Linden expert, but I've been assigned this duty is try to report a little bit on what's happening in Linden. And we know with the number of churches that we have in Linden, we know that Easter is a big weekend here in Linden, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they're gearing up for Good Friday services. And plenty of Easter services too, and many of the churches add some extra services to accommodate the number of people that attend. So if you're looking for a place to go, Easter is a big celebration for Christians, and a lot of these CRC churches and community churches and whatnot, this is the biggest celebration that we have here in those churches and in Linden too. So it's a great celebration. Great times. And if you're looking for a message to hear what this is all about, this is a great weekend to go and hear about it and see it.
Of course, it's this very important day for worshipers of all denominations out there. But it's also about Easter photos, brunch, the Easter Bunny, even perhaps. What else is going on up there?
Well, you know, you have the Bellwood Acres is always puts on a show over holidays and stuff. They got something going on. If you need a picture with your with a bunny, they have an Easter bunny ready to go out there. So take your kids out there. They'll have some extra candy and treats, as well as a nice brunch, as well as a lot of the other places in Linden have some nice brunches too. So, you know, they'll be gearing up for Easter brunch on Sunday. So,
and of course, Easter means spring. We were just reporting that they're starting to clear the North Cascades Highway, which also means it's springtime. But it sounds like spring break's coming up for the kids up there, huh?
Yeah, what a great way to follow up Easter weekend with spring break. So both Linden and Linden Christian Schools will be on spring break after the weekend and taking a week off. And hopefully, I don't know, I missed the weather report. Are we having any, did you report it out that far, Adam?
No, not that far, Bo. It's a little far ahead to really gauge the weather, to be honest with you.
Well, when you do the weather for next week, I mean, it would be great to have a nice sunny week for those kids being off from school. So see what you can do there.
We'll see what happens. It might warm up a little bit. Now, I haven't been to the Linden Heritage Museum in a while, but I might have to pop over there this Saturday. Sounds like something kind of interesting is going on, huh?
Yeah, they have a forum going on. This is led by Jim Walsh. That's not the singer Jim Walsh, but a politician out of Olympia, Jim Walsh, and it's a nonpartisan forum. I don't have a whole bunch of information on it, but they did leave a note at the station, and I said that I would report on it. And it's at the Linden Heritage Museum on Saturday from 11 to 2. So if you're looking for something to do there, Adam, that might be something to pop by and see what he has to say.
Yeah, regardless of partisanship and whatnot, it's always good to get out there and talk to people about things that are going on in the community and in the state. And Lord knows there's plenty to talk about right now, Hubbo.
There's always something to talk about,
sounds
Adam.
Good. Maybe I'll see you there on Saturday. Certainly see you here in a little bit, Bo. Bo Wild
perhaps.
With the Linden Hometown News. Thanks a lot for joining us, Bo.
Thanks, Adam, for filling in.
You betcha.